So let's talk about optimism and pessimism, because I know that's a key theme for you. And you're, as everybody can hear, by nature, a highly optimistic individual. Not everybody is. Does that matter?
No, and we can't expect everyone to be bouncing off walls and jumping for joy at everything. But I think you can change your fundamental state of mind. A lot of people have a depressed nature and a negative state of mind, and that's the very thing that's causing them to experience this negativity that they think is out there. If you change your mindset, if you become a little bit more optimistic, even if you don't express it the way some of us do, we tend to have a bit of intonation in our voice, we get excited, we gesticulate with our hands, and we use expression in our face. But I would encourage you to consider being more expressive, because I have a theory that we show the lives we lead by the expressions we wear on our face. And you can experience this, John, by when you walk down the street, just look at people coming past you. You'll see some that have happy faces and some that have sad faces. And it's my contention that some people are sad because of their beliefs and some people are happy because of their beliefs. We have a saying which is, catch fire with enthusiasm and people will come from miles around to watch you burn.
Is it enthusiasm for the sake of enthusiasm, or is there in fact a real world effect of this enthusiastic energy that you bring to what you do?
Well, of course there is an effect. If you're enthusiastic by your nature, if in your mind you are enthusiastic, if you're optimistic, if you can always see a solution to something, then of course you will start to manifest that. Your subconscious again works away, it chips away at arriving at whatever it is that your dominant thoughts are.
And you're more likely to take action.
You are more likely to take action. I mean, James Allen wrote about this, in, I think, 2 centuries ago in his book called As a Man Thinketh. He said, you become your dominant thoughts. And this is a theme that all the great writers have espoused over the centuries. Maxwell Maltz with his book Psycho-Cybernetics. And for listeners who haven't heard of any of these books, get them out and read them. That it will change who you are. He had a very interesting story to tell, John, and he was a plastic surgeon, of course, whose specialty was fixing people who had disfigured faces, maybe congenitally, like from birth or through an accident. And he noticed that even though he sculpted these disfigured faces into beautiful, handsome or pretty faces, inside, the people still felt as horrible as they always had. It was their mindset and not their physical visual appeal that determined how they felt about themselves.